Hey, it's Coach Kate here, registered dietitian and owner of RD Kate Sports Nutrition. As a member of the LCC Stars Athletic Department, I teach our athletes what to eat and when to eat it on training days, competition days, and throughout the year. For over a decade, I've been helping athletes of all sports and levels meet their goals. RD Kate Sports Nutrition offers individual consulting, team services, on-demand courses, and downloadable handouts. For more information, visit rdkate.com.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Coach Cuts Corner. Streaming bright from Michigan's capital city, this podcast is dedicated to helping you better understand the who, the what, and the why of mental performance, personal growth, and Lansing Stars baseball. Coach Cuts Corner, brought to you by Eyewash. And now here's your host, Stephen Cutter.
Welcome to Coach Cuts Corner, where we challenge limits, push for greatness, and develop athletes who thrive on and off the field. We've built a program centered on discipline, self-belief, and relentless preparation. Each week, I share insights from my coaching journey, conversations with high performers, and lessons that foster winning habits. If you're serious about growth, whether as a player, coach, or leader, you're in the right place. Let's get after it. I want to talk about the illusion of want today. I want to unpack something that I see all the time. Many people say they want the big moments. They talk about the scholarship, the opportunity, the spotlight. And I believe them. I really do. But there's often a gap between what they say they want and what they're doing every day to get there. I've learned that wanting something isn't enough. What matters is how we prepare. And preparation, that can be boring. It's not always flashy, and it's not always fun, but it's where the separation happens. Before coaching, I owned and operated many small businesses. I had a young employee once who said he wanted to lead, and he had potential. But what I noticed over time, when pressure would show up, when things got tough, he tended to retreat. And that young employee who once said he wanted to lead, when that pressure arose and he started to retreat, it provided a reminder for me that leadership and opportunity are earned in the small, unglamorous moments, not in the titles or the wants or the perks. The lesson, wanting the spot is common. Doing the work it takes to earn it, that's where the growth begins. This is something I frequently discuss with our team. You can't fake your way to the top. You can't shortcut growth. You either put in the work or you don't. And eventually, the truth always shows up in your performance. Not just in games, but in how you respond to setbacks, how you carry yourself in practice, and how you influence the people around you. This is something I often do to myself. I try to ask myself, would I want to coach myself today? Now I get this is a tricky question, but it creates awareness. We all have moments where our effort doesn't match our goals. I've coached players who believed they were giving everything, but when we broke down their habits like sleep, recovery, lifting, screen time, it wasn't aligned. It's not about guilt or shame. It's about being honest with yourself. One of my favorite quotes is, first say to yourself, what would you be? And then do what you have to do, from Epictetus. That quote sits on my desk as a reminder, because most breakthroughs don't come from doing more. They come from doing things better and more intentionally. That's where honesty becomes one of your biggest strengths. If you can start being honest with yourself about where you're really at, not where you wish you were, but where you are right now, you unlock the ability to grow. The mirror check isn't meant to tear you down. It's intended to help you take ownership. Ownership of your choices, your mindset, maybe even your habits. And once you own it, you can change it. I often discuss with the boys how small habits add up. Most of the time, the people who consistently improve aren't doing extraordinary things. They're just doing ordinary things with focus and consistency. I had a player this season who isn't the loudest guy in the room, but he's consistent. He shows up early, pays attention, takes care of his body. He's steady, and that's allowed him to grow into a bigger role. It's a reminder that you don't have to be perfect. You have to be dependable. Winston Churchill said, "The price of greatness is responsibility." That responsibility starts with owning the details. When you own your work, your routine, your effort, it shows up in the way you play, the way you lead, and the way you influence others. It's easy to get caught chasing the outcome, who's starting, who's hitting where in the lineup. But it's the daily details that separate people. The guy who cleans up the locker room, who encourages a teammate when he's down, who doesn't make excuses, that person is winning long before the scoreboard lights up. A quick thought here for athletes who might not realize this. Coaches notice a lot more than you think. We notice how you carry yourself during tough practices, how you respond to coaching, and how you treat your teammates, whether you're consistent or conditional with your effort. This isn't about being watched. It's about understanding that everything communicates. And those little things, they often carry more weight than you realize. When evaluating players, I look beyond statistics. I'm watching how they handle failure, how they support others, and how they prepare. Those are the things that build trust. And trust, at the end of the day, earns opportunities. So if you're trying to earn a spot, don't just think about what you do on the field. Think about who you are in the dugout, in the weight room, and in the classroom. Those things shape your future just as much. And I've said this often, hard work doesn't guarantee success. That's a tough one to accept, but it's true. You can do everything right and still not get the outcome you'd hope for. So sometimes you might question, why do it? And I say, because hard work gets you in the arena. It gives you a chance to compete. It gives you peace of mind. You can look in the mirror and say, I did everything I could. That kind of honesty is rare and powerful at the same time. I've coached players who worked incredibly hard and still didn't earn the role they wanted. That's never easy. But the growth they experienced, the resilience they built, that stays with them long after the season ends. So no, there are no guarantees. However, hard work will always yield two benefits, opportunity and honesty. And that is enough to keep going. There's a maturity in understanding that effort doesn't always lead to a reward, but it always leads to development. You walk away knowing you stood in the fire. That kind of confidence doesn't come from talent. It comes from effort and repetition. That's what sets people apart later in life, not just in sports, but in everything they do. Let's bring this all together. If there's one takeaway here, it's this. Don't just chase the outcome. Chase the habits that lead to it. Ask yourself, would I want to coach myself today? If not, great. That means you have something to work on. It's not about being perfect. It's about improving the way you show up. One of the things I've learned through coaching is that the ones who grow the most are the ones who are the most consistent, the most curious, and the most coachable. So here's your challenge. Pick one habit this week and double down on it. Focus on how you respond to adversity. Be intentional when no one's watching. Stack those days. Build that identity, because that's how you earn your spot. Over time, those habits become an integral part of who you are. And once they're who you are, nobody, and I mean nobody, can take that from you. In my journey, some of the best lessons I've learned, both as a player and as a coach, is that your biggest competition isn't the person next to you. It's you. When you start focusing on beating your own yesterday, your last sprint time, your previous bullpen session, your last leadership moment, you stop getting distracted by comparison. Comparison will steal your progress, but competition with yourself, that's where confidence is built. We remind our team often to be the type of person who's hard to beat because they never stop improving. Ask yourself, am I better today than I was last week, last month? And if not, ask yourself why. It's not about giant leaps. It's about small steps. And those steps, They sure do compound. And before you know it, you've created a version of yourself that's hard to deny. Not everyone's going to be a superstar. Not everyone hits in the three hole or throws game one. But everyone has a role, and the teams that win big, those teams are full of guys who take pride in their roles. We've had guys over the years who didn't start a single game in the postseason, but they were the glue to our teams. They brought the energy. They prepared the starters. They pushed everyone around them to be sharper. There's honor in doing your job well, no matter how big or small it may seem. A true team isn't made up of just stars. It's made up of people who show up every day with the same urgency, whether they're starting or not. Want to earn respect? Start by owning your role, then outgrow it. Let's wrap this up with what I believe is the real payoff. It's not the trophies, not the applause, not the social media clips. The real reward is what you build inside yourself by showing up every single day when it would be easier to coast. You become someone who follows through, someone who can be counted on, someone who finishes what they start. That's not just a baseball skill. That's a life skill. The habits you build now will follow you long after the final pitch. That's why this matters. That's why the grind, though it's not glamorous, is so worth it. Thanks for joining me today. Make winning in life your habit, not your goal. Excellence isn't an outcome. It's a daily standard. My mission is to build athletes and teams that compete at the highest level, not just on game day, but in every aspect of their journey. Build the right habits, lead with intent, and push yourself beyond the limits others set for you. And don't forget to cherish the small moments. They pass by in a blink of an eye. Until next time, keep stacking bricks and go Stars.
Coach Cuts Corner is recorded live in the WLNZ studios with Dalian Lowry providing engineering and production assistance. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please share it and follow us on all forms of social media. Our program has been built and maintained with the help of many great people. If you want to be part of our mission, you can donate using the link in the show notes below. You can learn more at CoachCutter.com and more about our team at LCCStars.com. See you next time.